Our first scripture reading today is from 2 Chronicles, chapter 7, verse 14. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and will forgive their sin, and will heal their land. Our second reading is from Luke, chapter 18, verse 1. And he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. These are God's word for God's people. Thanks be to God.
So today I want to talk from the topic, it's praying time. And that's why I had the songs, whenever I feel the spirit moving in me, I pray. Just looking at the world today, it just seems like so much is going on that has us kind of anxious. And, you know, you turn on the news and it's so kind of stressful, you know, so I don't turn it on very much anymore. And so I know you all probably know I didn't end up taking my vacation. I ended up staying here, but I was just trying to prepare for this week, and I was going to preach something different, and then I just felt the Spirit say, no, it's praying time. It's time for us to pray. It's time that we start to really seek the Lord, seek his face while he may be found. We have to start to pray. And so I started to just kind of thinking, well, what? You know, what do I know? What do I know about prayer? I know a lot because my mom made us pray from the time we were very little. We were praying, and I started to think about her and a story that's really funny to me, and that's really actually really precious to me. The last time she was in the hospital, we were there and trying to decide what we were going to do. And so they sent the chaplain in, and so she came in and she sat with her and they talked to her a little bit. And my mom began to tell her all of the things that she had done over a lifetime and all of the travel and all of the preaching and all of that. And so the chaplain, she said, well, let's pray. She said, we'll pray together. And so they began to pray, and then she stopped and she said, I don't know. I think you should be praying for me. You know? And I was looking at this like, oh my God. And so my mom did just that. She, up until her last, literally when she couldn't talk anymore, she was still praying for people. She prayed for the chaplain, and then the chaplain went and she told everybody in the hospital, and people were coming into her room and they were like, oh, we heard that you were a prayer. We heard that you were the prayer. And so for me, that's what I think God is telling us today. It's time that no matter what you are going through, don't give up on God. We got to seek his face and know that he has the answer. He has the answer. So it's praying time. It's time for us to get praying, to set up a time. If it's in the morning, you pray. If it's in the evening, I have to pray all day. I have to pray all day. So while I'm riding to work, I'm praying. While I'm going to meetings, I'm praying. While I'm taking chairs, we got to pray. On our way to school, I'm praying. It's praying time. We need God. We need him. Amen. So that's how our communication with him is through prayer. So we need to pray. My first scripture is 2 Chronicles 7 and 14. It says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and will heal their land. He's giving us orders on what we have to do. We have to humble ourselves. We have to turn from what's comfortable. Sometimes things get so comfortable to us. We're so comfortable that we forget. Life might be good for you and you forget, but we still have to pray. We still have to seek his face. We still have to go before him. That's what he's telling us in 2 Chronicles. You'll hear from me. If I hear from you, you'll hear from me. That's what he's saying. Seek me, seek my face. And when you begin to seek me with all of your heart, you'll hear from me. I hadn't been here. I hadn't been actually to the church. I talked to Lori all the time, but because of what, you know, I thought I was traveling and I graduated and there was a whole lot of stuff going on. I hadn't actually been here in the building in probably a week and a half or almost 2 weeks. And when I came in on Friday, I just had to come into the sanctuary. I had to walk around and pray a few times. I'm like, I'm here. I have to get into God's presence. I have to. I just felt it so strongly. It was calling me. I was in my office and I was like, well, I still had things I needed to do, but I just felt it Come here. Come into my presence. Come into my sanctuary and pray. I had to come in and I prayed for all of us. I prayed for the church and I just began to call out because it's praying time. The world is kind of in a chaotic state. And God, we got to seek God for the answer. He said, if we pray, he'll come and heal our land. So we have to seek him out. Seek his face for praying, in prayer. Seek him for what is the direction that he would have us to do. What does he want us to do at this time in this city? What does he have for Broadway Christian Church? What does he want from us? You know, that's what we're seeking him for. What is direction? What is the direction in my own life? Where do you want me to go from here? I just completed something. I said, now, God, I completed that. What is it now that you want me to do? Where is it that you want me to go? Who do you want me to reach? I get invitations all the time to join this or to come do this. And I have to seek him to make sure I'm doing the right thing, that I'm reaching the right people, that I'm reaching who he wants, not just what I want. Yeah, it might be fun. Something might be fun. But if that's not what he has for me, I don't want it. That's why we seek him. We pray. It's praying time now. Everything we do, it counts at this point. The world is a little chaotic. So everything we do counts. So we need to seek his face. We have to pray and seek him out. I can hear my mom. That's where the title came from. She would tell us when we were kids or if anything was going wrong, Mom, I'm worried about this. I don't know what's going to happen. She say, it's praying time. Let's get to praying. Let's go. Let's get to praying. And she'd grab your hand and start to praying for you, right? It didn't matter. And it wasn't just us. Amen. It was anybody. I've seen her so many times in the grocery store. Stop someone. Say, can I pray for you? I feel like I need to pray for you. Now, that's not everybody's gift. Amen. Not everyone can do that. But she had that boldness from God that allowed her, and people would be like, yes, yes, please. This is what's going on, or that's what's going on. But that's how I feel right now. That's just the words I felt so strongly on Monday. It's praying time. It's time for us to get to praying. Get you a partner if you have to. Our family, six kids, because she had us praying so much when we were kids, when we were little kids on summer break at noon, we had to pray before we could go do anything else. I can see us all on our knees around the couch. We were all praying. We had to pray before we could go do anything else. And I'm so glad that she put that in us, because that has saved me so many times to know that even in trouble, I can go to God. When I don't see an answer, I can go to God in prayer and I can see him work that situation out for me. And he'll do the same thing for you. Whatever you're going through today, go to him in prayer. Seek him out and watch him answer that prayer. He doesn't always answer it the way you think he should. I imagine many of you, I know I have plenty of stories. I surely thought it was going to go one way, but I saw him do it another way, and it was actually better for me. Amen. So I want to encourage you today to just began to seek him, just what that scripture said. Seek him while he may be found. Seek him and watch him answer what you need, whatever it is you have before him. Seek his face. Go to him. It is praying time. No more time for playing around with God, for playing around and just doing whatever. No, we have to get into his face. We have to seek him, knowing that he has the answer. Whatever you're going through, he has the answer. God has the answer. My next scripture is Luke 18:1. And it says, then Jesus told his disciples a parable to show them that they should always pray and not give up. And that's the key. Sometimes we pray and it feels like we're not going to get that answer. It feels like he's not hearing me. God is not concerned with me, but he is. And he tells us in this parable. And this parable is the parable of the unjust judge. That's the parable that Jesus is referring to. And in that parable, there's a judge who just doesn't care. You can come to him and he's going to do what he wants to do. He doesn't really hear your story. He's just going to do what he wants. And so it's called the unjust judge. Well, in the parable, this older woman comes to him and she asks him to rule in her favor. And he says, nope. And she comes back the next day. Please rule in my favor. Nope. And she comes back the next day. Please rule in my favor. Nope. And she comes back the next day. And the point was, at the end, he said, goodness. He said, I don't have to, but because you worried me, because you kept coming back and coming back and coming back, I'm going to give you your request. Amen. And that's what God is telling us. Don't give up. Keep coming back to him. Keep praying and seeking his face, because his timing is perfect timing. His timing is going to be right for what you need. So don't give up on him. Don't give up on God. Keep on. He said, we should always pray and not faint. And I know there's a scripture that says, don't be weary and well-doing, because if you faint not, God's going to come through. And it's, I think it's Philippians 6:9. And it says, if you just hang in there, keep on, be persistent in your prayers, be persistent in seeking out God's face, knowing that if you just don't get weary, he's going to come through for you. He's got a reward for you. If you just keep on fighting, keep on seeking his face, keep on going to him in prayer. You know, I was thinking that so many times he'll just give me, as I'm driving along, I'll see someone walking and he'll be like, pray for them. Pray for them. I don't know them whatsoever, not any kind of way. I've never seen them before, but they walk in front of my car or they're sitting next to me in a car and I can sense they're distressed. And I begin to pray for him. Lord, you know him. He knows all of us. You know, Lord, you know him. You know what they need. So I'm just praying with them, God, that you would answer their prayers. We just need to be in tune with him, knowing that we're sensitive to when he's guiding us on who to pray for. It's praying time. We have to pray. If ever there was a time in the world, this is the time that we need to pray. We need to be praying and seeking God's face, making a special time a day that you pray, or constantly praying. Because my last scripture says, pray continually. It's 1 Thessalonians 5:18. And I love it. I know it by heart, as you can tell. But for one thing, it's two words, pray continually. So I know it by heart. Amen. But also because it's just one of those things, we have to constantly be seeking God. I know we have our lives and everything, but he always has to be there. He always has to be there because he's the head of our life. He's the guide. He guides us. He directs us. Amen. He keeps us. And so we need to be seeking his face at all times. We need to be seeking his face, reaching out to God. What can I do? What is it that you have for me to do today? And God, I lift my country up before you. I lift my leaders up before you, God. We ask that you bless them. We ask that you guide them. If you notice, every week I try to pray for our leaders because that's important. Our country, you know, it's important that we lift them up. The word says that we pray for those who have rule over us. So we need to be lifting them up and praying that God would guide them and give them the right direction. That would be a blessing to all of us. We need to be doing that. You do that for your pastor. You do that, you know, you do that for your boss. Amen. If you're still working, pray that God guides him, that your work environment is at peace because you're seeking God on their behalf. They may not even know it or care or whatever, but for you to have peace, be seeking God for them, lifting them up. Lifting up your parents, lifting up your children, praying for those things that are concerning to you. You have to be, it's praying time. If we don't pray, who's going to? If we, the house of God, the people of God, if we're not praying and seeking God, who's going to? We have to be that example, to be praying for God's people, to be praying for your children. My sister Donna prays for all of the children in our family on Fridays. She has a list, and it's really cool because there's a lot of kids in our family, but she has a list and she goes through and she calls every kid's name and asks God to bless them and to guide them and to seek to be their lead, you know, to be their guide. And she prays that they'll have the right spouses when they grow up. And I mean, she gets deep, but it's important. It is important that we lift our people up. You have grandchildren, get them on a list. Pray for them. If it's just once a week, make sure you're seeking God for those grandchildren who may not be coming to the house of God and not getting that training, praying that God will reach them, that God will reach them at this time, because it's praying time. We need God. We need him, and your family needs them. So that's my encouragement today. I'm not sure what. Okay. I did go a little long. I'm sorry. I got caught up because prayer is important. Prayer is important. So we're going to go into prayer. I'm going to stop because it's 9:43, and actually I got to preach at the next church. I'm going to stop right there for now, but I just want to encourage you. Prayer is important. It is praying time here. It is praying time in America. We have to seek God. We have to seek his face for whatever it is you want, but especially lifting up your family. It's important. They need us. You know, they need us because it's a different generation and they need us to seek God. Maybe they haven't been exposed as much as like we were having to pray, you know, every single day. We had to pray every single day, but it stuck with us. And so I just want to encourage you today that you began to make a plan for praying and seeking God. And you probably already do, but this is just to reaffirm that it's good to pray. It's good to seek God. It is important and it's needed right now. It is so needed. So let's pray. Lord, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We ask God that you, Lord, would be with each person here, God, that you begin to speak with them and guide them as to how to make a plan to pray every day. We thank you for it. We give you praise. And then God, we do pray for those, God, who are in need of your healing virtue. It is so important, God. You are the healer. And so we ask that you would touch them from the top of their heads to the very soles of their feet, God, that you would let healing virtue cover them, God, that they would begin to heal. And we thank you for it. For those who are struggling with addictions, God, Lord, that you would, God, be the deliverer for them, that you would deliver and set free. And we thank you for it. And we give you praise. And we do pray for all of those who are experiencing loss and grief, God, that you would be their comforter today. We give you all of the praise, the honor, and the glory. You're such a wonderful God. We thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.